This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
Today I would like to provide the American people with an update on the White House transition and our policy plans for the first 100 days. Our transition team is working very smoothly, efficiently, and effectively. Truly great and talented men and women, patriots indeed, are being brought in, and many will soon be a part of our government, helping us to make America great again. My agenda will be based on a simple core principle, putting America first. Whether it's producing steel, building cars, or curing disease, I want the next generation of production and innovation to happen right here on our great homeland, America, creating wealth and jobs for American workers. As part of this plan, I've asked my transition team to develop a list of executive actions we can take on day one to restore our laws and bring back our jobs. It's about time. These include the following. On trade, I am going to issue our notification of intent to withdraw from the Trans-Pacific Partnership, a potential disaster for our country. Instead, we will negotiate fair bilateral trade deals that bring jobs and industry back onto American shores. On energy, I will cancel job-killing restrictions on the production of American energy, including shale energy and clean coal, creating many millions of high-paying jobs. That's what we want. That's what we've been waiting for. On regulation, I will formulate a rule which says that for every one new regulation, two old regulations must be eliminated. So important. On national security, I will ask the Department of Defense and the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff to develop a comprehensive plan to protect America's vital infrastructure from cyber attacks and all other form of attacks. On immigration, I will direct the Department of Labor to investigate all abuses of visa programs that undercut the American worker. On ethics reform, as part of our plan to drain the swamp, we will impose a 5-year ban on executive officials becoming lobbyists after they leave the administration, and a lifetime ban on executive officials lobbying on behalf of a foreign government. These are just a few of the steps we will take to reform Washington and rebuild our middle class. I will provide more updates in the coming days as we work together to make America great again for everyone, and I mean everyone.
Well, I'll tell you, he laid out the vision here, Scott, in the midst of, typical Washington. Here's an outsider communicating with we the people saying, okay, here's my vision for the next 100 days. Here's some low-lying fruit that he went after. And, of course, the left is still having a tough time with this because, you know, it's all about credit. And this is something that Donald Trump's going to have to work with that, I think was a big failure on behalf of President Obama, is that he didn't find a way to work with both sides. And I am I'm excited to see him, calling in Democrats, in this for his team. I mean, Tulsi Gabbard out of Hawaii, he had come in, and others that he's open to talk with them. He's looking for good people. It doesn't matter if you got an R or a D in front of your name. It says, hey, are you good people? Are you going to be able to come under authority here and be a part of this administration and contribute positively? That's what I'm seeing. And, you might say, well, Bill, that's what you choose to see. Well, okay, well, maybe it is. But I think it's like anything. You know, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago. When you ride a motorcycle, you look to the end of the turn. You don't look to the turn. And so I'm looking at a glass that's half full here. And I'm optimistic about what Donald Trump brings to our behalf. What do you think?
Well, what has he done besides be a leader? He's brought in people that have said very, very mean, nasty things about him. Right. And he's brought them in, and he's even considering some of them for positions in his cabinet.
I mean, this isn't the kind of thing like President Obama said where, hey, don't talk to me. I don't have to listen to you because election have consequences, right? You know, quite different than what we experienced in the previous 8 years. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We've got more. Stay with us, America.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, welcome back, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. We got a plethora of information there for you. Good stuff, past interviews, things that you want to share with people that you care about. Hey, let's have a discussion here. That's what this is all about. If we're going to get this country back on track, all hands on deck. It has nothing to do with Republican, Democrat. I mean, we've had enough of that stuff. It's about the United States of America, about bringing us all together. I know some of this stuff is still a little awkward. We're trying to, get through this. Some people were rather disappointed, and it didn't matter. I mean, somebody was going to be disappointed in this deal. As going into this election, we knew that was going to be the case. I think we're a bit surprised. I don't know why. Maybe I'm naive. You can say that in thinking that maybe things should be a little bit different, that we can set aside our differences and, hey, let's give this a shot. You know, like President-elect Trump said, what have we got to lose? I mean, we've had eight, let's just say the last couple of decades have been rather contentious and very little bipartisanship has taken place. And look what's happened, 16 years of this crazy insanity. And, we're $20 trillion in debt and growing, mess at every turn. And, so what do you want to do? You got a better idea? You think marching on the street? You think turning police cars upside down is the answer? You really do? I don't think so. I think, we've had enough of that stuff. Let's get ready to, take advantage of what is on the horizon here. Again, I just really believe, and this is, you can say whatever you want to say about me, but I believe that we're on the brink of something incredibly awesome in terms of the use of human potential that is available to us. And that's about to be unleashed. And I think that with this new administration, we've got a grand opportunity for everybody to do well. But hey, if you want to be fussing and fighting and doing that instead of about being about your business and moving forward, well, then you're going to pay the price for it. Well, ladies and gentlemen, with us right now, we have Lamar Waldron. Now, Lamar has been on with us before. He's been hailed by Variety as the ultimate JFK historian in matters related to the assassination. He and his newest book, The Hidden History of the JFK Assassination, have been cited by the Boston Globe, NBC News, Chicago Tribune, MSNBC, The New York Post, The Guardian, BBC. It's endless. UPI, he's appeared numerous times on CNN and about everywhere you can appear on in order to tell the story. And here it is. It's November, and we're on another anniversary date of the JFK assassination. And Lamar Waldron, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Always good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
Great to be with you again, Bill.
Well, here we are, once again, what are we, 53 years down the road, still more questions than answers. What do you say?
Well, a big reason for that is the fact that a surprising number of JFK assassination files still have not been released yet. Mm-hmm. The National Archives is sitting on a lot of them, and, they don't really make the final decision. It's the agencies.
Yeah.
The CIA, the FBI, the Secret Service, and Naval Intelligence, those four specifically, who really tell the National Archives what can be released and what can't be released. And while 4.5 million pages of JFK assassination records, an incredible number, were released in the 90s because there was a law called the JFK Act that was passed unanimously by Congress in 1992. And boy, wouldn't it be nice to be in the kind of political climate where things could get done unanimously by Congress again.
Exactly.
But you know, even though that law was passed, 4.5 million pages were released. Between 50,000 and 1 million pages of records remain unreleased to this day. A lot of those records are supposed to be released next year, but at least a couple of the agencies have already indicated they're not going to let some of their records even be released then.
What are they afraid of here, Lamar?
Well, it goes back to human nature. My background before I got into doing these massive historic nonfiction books, and my latest book, The Hidden History of the JFK Assassination, is my smallest book because it's only 500-some-odd pages.
Only, yeah.
So that was the short, easy book. It doesn't have 2,000 endnotes. It's not over 900 pages. But it really, before I did all that, I was in psychology. That's what my degrees are in.
Right.
And it really goes back to the same human emotions and things that really make all of us at times, when we're younger especially, and some of us when we're older, hide things to prevent embarrassment, to prevent smaller crimes from being figured out. And when I say prevent embarrassment, I mean to still living people and to agencies. And some people will go a long way to protect an agency or their mentors or their proteges. And so, you know, in the process, though, by hiding these intelligence failures, and that's what it was. I mean, there was no high-level conspiracy to kill JFK. You know, the agencies of the FBI, Secret Service, CIA, and Naval Intelligence, they didn't kill JFK. But what they are hiding are their intelligence failures that led to the assassination not only happening, but with so much about it remaining covered up in secret for so long. And then once you hide something from the people back in 1963, once you hide it from the Warren Commission in 1964, once you hide it from the four later investigating committees, including the last one in the 90s, you know, there's no point at which these agencies have ever come clean and said, okay, yeah, we've broken the law and hidden, you know, from investigating committees in the 60s and in the 70s and even in the 90s, but now we're going to finally come clean. We've never had that kind of come-to-Jesus moment with these agencies, and so they consider it better just to keep hiding stuff. And my role, as I see it as a writer and a journalist, and some people call me a historian, is to put the information out there. In other words, the CIA has that motto, the truth shall set you free, which I believe is biblical in origin.
Absolutely.
And I really believe that. So that's why I'm talking to you, and I'll go on conservative shows, I'll go on liberal shows, because to me, this is not a conservative or a liberal issue, as so many things are often, you know, delineated. This is a truth issue, and let's get the information out there. Let's let the people know. Yeah, the FBI did not kill JFK. They had some intelligence failures. Here's what they were. Let's learn from those so that no future agencies make those same mistakes again in the future.
Yeah. Well, and that's the whole theory. I mean, here time and time again, so that we won't make this mistake again, whether it's Benghazi, JFK, whatever. But I don't think that's really, I mean, that's just verbiage. You know, it's just talk, because there's really no follow through on this. I mean, you know, the Warren Commission, it wasn't like you had a bunch of knuckleheads on the Warren Commission. You had some smart people there. I mean, they had to really purposely, you know, make a decision, and it may have been done in the spirit of what, of course, Gerald Ford was there saying, hey, look at how much pain and suffering can the country deal with? You know, you can't handle the truth, so we're not going to, you know, give it to you straight ups here. So we're going to purposely turn a blind eye on things that were rather obvious.
Well, and it was also on behalf of him and some of the other members that didn't know a little more than the other members did. Mm-hmm. It was to prevent World War III. That was the purpose of the Warren Commission. was to prevent World War III in those tense times. You remember JFK was killed just a year after the tense nuclear standoff, the
exactly.
missile crisis. You know, Russia was our
Lamar, bigger... we've got to go to break right now. I've got to stop you right there. We'll pick it up right after this. Stay with us, America.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, #Nephilim.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Just the way you
Like Me Fresh every day, Monday through Friday, coming at you from 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, a conversation with Lamar Waldron continues. We're talking the hidden history of the JFK assassination. And hidden history, you can put it in bold type as big as you want, because there is so much hidden and kept away from us until the government and the respected agencies finally say, okay, we've hidden this long enough. Maybe it's time to put all our cards on the table. You know, Lamar, I've often said that in the absence of fact, opinion rules, and we've got so many opinions and scenarios that the government almost forces, well, they not almost, they really force we the people to put tinfoil on our hats and almost become, you know, conspirator addicts when this thing should have been resolved a long time ago. You know, this is what happened. This is what was culpable. Here's what, you know, what we decided, not some, you know, Warren Commission report that people, you know, still feel like it doesn't have veracity. Most people do.
Right. And you're exactly right. By keeping us from the real information, they do allow all these conspiracy theories to flourish. But what I wound up having to do was to go, you know, back to the people who really knew, you know, starting 25 years ago. And that was to get these exclusive interviews with more than two dozen associates of John and Robert Kennedy, plus key people in the FBI, Secret Service, military intelligence, and congressional investigators who really knew the full story. And that's how I was able to put the story together in a documented way. That's why my first two JFK assassination books have a combined total of almost 4,000 detailed source notes. And here's what I found out, that your readers, your listeners, some of whom have heard of these things before, some will be hearing about these things for the first time. The FBI in 1985 got the detailed confession of that mafia godfather, Carlos Marcello, the godfather of Louisiana and right. Texas, who admitted that he had been the guy that ordered JFK to be killed because JFK had been so heavily prosecuting himself and his fellow mob bosses. So he made a detailed confession. Much of it is on tape. I mean, he talks about Oswald. He talks about really owning, as he did for many nightclubs in Dallas, Jack Ruby's nightclub. Ruby was just a front. He was caught stealing from the till, so to speak. Mm-hmm. That's why Ruby had to agree to either find a policeman, because Ruby was the Marcello organization's payoff man for the Dallas police, either find a policeman to kill the Patsy Oswald, or Ruby had to do it himself. So there are hundreds of hours of tape about Marcello talking about these kind of events. And yet, you know, I was the first to discover the uncensored, about 100 pages of files, talked to the key FBI people involved, talked to the FBI informant who shared Carlos Marcello's prison cell. And yet we, the FBI, on their own accord, even though the law says they should be released, is keeping those hundreds of hours of tapes and probably hundreds of hours of additional transcripts secret to this day.
Now, Lamar, did you feel like you were almost having to deal with these people, like on a deep throat kind of relationship where they, you know, could talk to you in the shadows and kind of lead you in a direction? Because so many people, I mean, when we look back, so many people who were coming close to figuring out what happened with JFK suddenly meet their demise. And I mean, it's not just a couple dozen people. I mean, we're talking maybe a couple hundred plus people who seem to have gotten close to what was the truth of the JFK assassination, and they are no more.
I actually did a lot of research on that over the years, and it turns out a lot of those deaths, you know, because people are looking over such a long period of time, and some of the people were older, a lot of the deaths really aren't that suspicious when you look into them. But the ones that were suspicious, like, you know, the ones who were you know, shot and burned alive or run over or who committed suicide literally while a congressional investigator was on the phone with right. someone in their house, all tie back to the mafia in one way or another. In fact, key congressional witnesses were like Sam Giancana and Jimmy Hoffa and a guy by the name of Johnny Roselli, wound up, the first two did not get to testify before Congress. They were killed. Johnny Roselli, the Chicago Mafia's man in Hollywood and Las Vegas, did testify, and his body was found, you know, carved up in a 55-gallon oil drum. So, Yeah, there were a few close shaves at times, but, mm-hmm. you know, I figured, you know, somebody's just got to dig into this stuff. And if these people were brave enough to talk to me, I was going to talk to them as well. I can tell you another, you know, some of the more interesting files that are out there that we only have partially and in the National Archives at the orders of the agents are sitting on the rest of them. There were attempts to kill JFK in Chicago two weeks before Dallas.
And in Miami, right?
Well, actually, it was Tampa, Florida, Miami. That's the rumor. Tampa, Florida, just a few days before Dallas, where JFK had his longest motorcade, and Jackie was not with him, and JFK was warned in both cities. In Chicago, JFK canceled his entire trip. And then in Tampa, he had to go ahead with this incredibly dangerous motorcade, not realizing that the mafia's man on the Tampa police had found out the authorities knew, and so the attempt had been called off. And there was a Secret Service agent in Chicago who was involved with helping to deal with, stop, and investigate that attempt by the name of Abraham Bolden. Who later on tried to tell the Warren Commission staff, hey, JFK was almost killed here in Chicago 3 weeks before Dallas. He was then, similar attempt, almost killed in Tampa 4 days. Plus, Secret Service agents, the ones protecting the president, were out drinking a lot, including the night before he was shot in Dallas. They were out, a lot of them, drinking. Not all of them, but a lot of them mm-hmm. drinking in Fort Worth until 3, 4, 5 in the morning. When he flew to Washington to meet with the Warren Commission staff about 6 months after JFK was assassinated, you talked about the danger involved. Well, Bolden was arrested. He didn't get to tell the Warren Commission staff because the mafia framed him.
Mm.
And he has been fighting to clear his name. He served years in prison. And so I've kind of tried to take up his cause because he's an elderly man, the first black presidential Secret Service agent.
Exactly.
In American
history. great story. Yeah, we've had his story on our show several times. Lamar, a couple minutes left. The hidden history of the JFK assassination. What's the takeaway for we the people right now until we get the final nuggets of truth that are critical to us really understanding what happened on that day in Dallas?
Well, unless the people take action, they will never get that, because the CIA has said, well, yeah, the law says we have to release everything by 2017, but we reserve the right not to. I've just started a new White House petition to ask that the president and the administration release all of the JFK assassination files now, whether it's 50,000 pages or a million, we should have them all, and to pardon Abraham Bolden. So if your listeners go to the website, The Hidden History of the JFK Assassination.com, there is the link there to the White House petition, and they should go there. They should click that link. They should sign the White House petition, and they should tell their friends. Otherwise, I mean, I'm 62. And, you know, I may not live to see all of these files released, the secret military intelligence investigation of Oswald that cleared him, surveillance he was under before JFK was killed. So go to the hidden history of thejfkassassination.com, click the link to the White House petition, sign it, share it with your friends, and it's the people of America who are going to make this happen and who are going to finally get all the facts out.
And we'll have that link on our website as well, too, Lamar. Again, we thank you for pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. I mean, this is what this is all about if we're really going to understand exactly what happened. You know, here it is, 53 years, and we're still talking theory when there are people that really know who killed JFK, right?
That's exactly right.
Lamar Waldron on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Lamar. Have a great day. It's 29 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Thanksgiving is upon us, a time to relax and enjoy, but preparing a feast for those you're most thankful for can be overwhelming. Boston Market's executive chef and culinary director Rebecca Davis says, let them help.
Boston Market's open on Thanksgiving Day and has everything to cover all your needs, from mashed potatoes to extra stuffing and even extra green beans and apple pies.
Other advice? Make sides your own by adding extra touches.
One of the things that I really like to do is to pick up my mashed potatoes, take them home, add some fresh Gouda cheese, chives, and roasted garlic to them. This gives my mashed potatoes a little bit of an extra flair and gives guests something they'll surely enjoy.
And what to do with those leftovers? Try a turkey and Swiss bread pudding.
It reuses your leftover turkey and dinner rolls. You mix that together with a little bit of caramelized onions, some fresh herbs. Put everything in the oven, and within a half hour, you have a hot, fresh, new meal for you and your family.
Go to bostonmarket.com for tips, recipes, and a location nearest you.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
I look back over my life.
Thank you.
And all the times you brought me through.
Thank you.
I just want to say, Father, thank you.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Thank you.
Oh, it's a season to be thankful, isn't it, as we approach Thanksgiving 2016. Welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. We're talking JFK assassination. It is that time of year in November as we get to this day. It was 53 years ago today, and about a half hour from now that we heard that an attempt on the life, and it was more than an attempt, it was a successful one, on the life of one president, John Fitzgerald Kennedy, on November the 22nd of 1963, a little after noon, as he rode in a motorcade through Dealey Plaza in downtown Dallas, Texas. You know, here we are, as we spoke with Lamar Waldron, you know, 53 years later, and we're still talking about, you know, who done it. I mean, you talk about the ultimate whodunit mystery. All kinds of theories running around, whether it was the mafia, you know, whether Lyndon Baines Johnson had something to do with this. You know, at this point, you know, like we say, in the absence of fact, opinion rules, and it is running and has been running rampant ever since. But as Lamar revealed to us, the agencies, the institutions that have this information are holding it back. And I know you ask why. Well, obviously, there must be something there that is rather indicting, embarrassing, you know, makes us wonder, you know, about how efficient our, you know, Secret Service personnel were on that day. Other intelligence, was there a breakdown in intelligence? You know, what happened? You know, some have even suggested that, you know, John F. Kennedy was just, he was set up and he was just left exposed.
why else would a president of the United States, in a sense, be allowed to be assassinated? Especially, you know, as you come to understand, as some of the facts, you know, have been eking out ever so slowly here, is that we're talking, an attempt. There was a clear attempt, and it was noted, Chicago, he calls off that. And I was told Miami, Lamar corrected me and says it was actually in Tampa, but I think the anecdotal, information has been that it was in Miami and that supposedly the CIA did their job there and they covered the tops of the buildings. I think Jerome Corsi had brought that out, to help us understand what was going on there last year when we talked about his book. About the assassination and the information that he had. So this is all being dripped, out to us. And I think as Lamar pointed out, probably because, people would be embarrassed, protecting legacies or whatever you want to say. But, hey, what about our way of life? Again, this is the problem that we have with America is that when you don't have the truth, you get all these conspiracies going around. But even more importantly, it impacts the very soul of our nation. This is why the mission of this radio show, this independent radio show, is that we pursue the truth no matter where it leads. I mean, there are some shows that just aren't as independent, and they do not have the privilege to pursue the truth as we do. And we do that on behalf of we the people, not only because, we're trying to, get on somebody. It's much more holistic in that. And that is that, as he pointed out, you shall know the truth and the truth will set you free. And Lamar says, well, I think it comes from the Bible. Yeah, I said, it does come from the Bible. And for those of us that have experienced those times when we have been dancing around with deception and we find out what the truth is, it is quite liberating. And unfortunately, our nation has been embedded with so much deception and lies. And, I don't know if you could say that this was, the one that began it all. This is the root of all the lies that have been perpetrated ever since, because it's kind of like a software system. When you plug in, a software system in your computer, it allows certain operating systems, to talk to your computer and to work with you and that sort of thing, right? Well, once you introduce software into the American psyche that is deceptive, all of a sudden we start thinking things are relative. We start thinking that, yeah, it's kind of okay. Yeah, that's reasonable. Well, is it reasonable or is it honest? Is it truthful? What is it? I've long said that with our government, as confused as it seems to be, is that if you had somebody who really understood and pursued the truth, it doesn't even have to be, some elite from some Ivy League school. They could make some pretty, I think, pretty reasonable decisions, I think, and pretty honest decisions if you knew the facts, if you understood what was going on and all the dynamics that are taking place. But everything is so mired in politics and in politic talk, and everything is CYA, cover your back end, that It hides the truth from us. And, this had to do with, in the modern vernacular, whether or not we were dealing with Benghazi, Obamacare, a list of things, the nuclear weaponization of Iran, what's happening in ISIS, the Middle East, what's happening with Israel. It's just lie upon lie upon lie. And it's okay somehow. And, I'm hoping part of what the voters said in this past election is that we're done with the lies. We want to know the truth. Let's get down to what we're dealing with. No matter what it is that we're talking about, it has to do with immigration, has to do with, the racial divide in this country, because I see more and more Americans are in it for the greater cause, and that is the United States of America. I mean, we keep wanting to, bring up, things that, the latest thing is reparations. We have to pay reparations. Well, I thought we'd been paying reparations, but I guess, some people decide when there's been enough reparations. And then I remind them, I said, do you realize how many white people, died for the sake of, freedom for black Americans? Why is it that we choose to hang on to that if it's not to serve a divisive purpose? And something that is counter our American way of life and this great American experiment doesn't add. It takes away. It divides us. And, you know, unfortunately, this is what we've gone through for the last 8 years. And I know most people had hoped that in electing the first black president, that it would go a long way in healing this racial divide in this country. You ask people, they'll tell you. You know, and I'd say the majority of Americans, that was our, you know, that was our hope, that President Obama would be able to help us heal. But instead, the agenda that he was more interested in had nothing with us, nothing about us being united. It was an agenda that was, you know, that excelled when we were divided and more contentious, that it allowed his agenda outside of the greater cause of the American way of life and this great American experiment. You know, and this is what history will report regarding this administration, that it did little to heal the racial divide. And if anything, it may have exacerbated it. You know, but on one side, I say there's positive, there's some positivity here. And that is that we know what we're dealing with, you know, and maybe we can have that conversation. Maybe we have enough, we fought enough about it, that we're at that point, you know, like somebody who is drowning, you know, and, when you're a lifeguard, they teach you right away. The first thing, do not go in and save that person who's drowning right away. You know, they've got to get the fight out of them. Otherwise, if you go in and save them right away, you know, they're going to drown you and themselves, and you're not going to be able to help them. They just need to get to that point where there's no fight left in them, and they're willing to be, you know, taken to safety. And maybe, you know, quite possibly, maybe this is where America is today. We could only hope. But I am encouraged by some of the things that I see across this country as I travel back and forth. Across this great country of ours, is I see hope, and I'm encouraged even by the reports of Franklin Graham and what he shared with us a couple of weeks ago, and how revival is happening from coast to coast. And as we talked with Dr. Tom Phillips from the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, you know, you want revival, go be that revival yourself. Go be a revival of one. You know, start the fire yourself, the fire of revival. Boy, that'll get this country back on track in a big way.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu. But you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shoot yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restriction supply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Small business owners nationwide rely on support from their family and friends to help them succeed. According to the Bank of America Small Business Owner Report, 83% of entrepreneurs receive emotional, operational, and/or financial support from their loved ones. For example, 38% have received funding for their business from family or friends. The support goes beyond financial gifts or loans. More than half of small business owners say they lean on family for emotional support that helps them professionally. Sharon Miller, head of small business for Bank of America, discusses the findings.
Family and friends play a critical role in the success of their loved ones' businesses. They are providing the financial, operational, and emotional support small business owners need to achieve their business goals. Entrepreneurs are grateful for the support and are optimistic about their future growth as a result.
For more, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu, but you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shoot yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc? Herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Good to have you along with us. Don't forget that you can like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at B. Martinez Live. Good to have you with us. James Hurston is with us, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Mr. James, how are we doing, buddy?
Doing fantastic in this strange new world.
Boy, I'll tell you, isn't it? I mean, hey, the mainstream media, just because they lost the battle, the war still rages, huh?
Well, the war started raging on election night. Mm-hmm. You know, the very next day, the Soros-funded rent-a-mobs came out. There was an attack on the Electoral College. There's an attempt to censor the press. They're trying their best, essentially, to undermine the legitimacy of the president before he takes office.
Right.
And I think it's going to fail, because I think they've underestimated the wisdom of the American people before, for about a year and a half.
Exactly.
And they're doing it again.
Yeah, they kind of seem like Don Quixote chasing down windmills here, you know, if I can say that, because it is, I mean, although it's serious stuff and they're not going to relent, thank God for an American electorate that has wised up, as you say, been very well trained over the previous years to see their antics. And, of course, it was further revealed with WikiLeaks as to how all in they were and to what levels of, you know, of ridiculousness and propaganda that they would stoop to.
Yeah, and I think what happened is they've overplayed their hand.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there are a couple of things. One is just the incessant distorted reporting, that people now can see it. And the other thing is with the constant labeling of everyone as racist and sexist and homophobe, people are just so tired of it. They find it hack,
mm-hmm.
and it's not working. You know,
right.
There are now demonstrations specifically to get rid of certain people that the Trump administration has already announced that they're appointing. It seems as though, for example, Senator Sessions, who's been in the Senate for 30 years,
mm-hmm.
all of a sudden he is announced as the new attorney general. And the very moment he's announced, come these attacks from the mainstream media and, of course, from the left, claiming that Sessions is this segregationist, racist guy, which is the opposite of his record.
Right.
And it's, I think the public is just sick of it. And that's why the public, despite all the propaganda, despite all the manipulation, ended up, you know, voting the way they did.
Mm-hmm. Well, like you say, at some point they run out of bullets, and they look so untethered and so undisciplined because they're just out there chasing down windmills. I mean, James, come on, are you kidding me? The other night, Vice President-elect, he takes his family, takes his family members to go see the highly celebrated play Hamilton. You think he's going to have there? And then all of a sudden, the guy who plays Aaron Burr, Brandon Dixon, decides that it's time for him to hear a message along with everybody else who went there to watch the play, to be entertained by it. But no, we got to hear about Brandon Dixon's concern that somehow, you know, Mike Pence and Donald Trump together are going to start, you know, throwing gay people off buildings or something. I don't know. I mean, it's just that and send everybody back. We're going to ship everybody out. And the only people, I guess, that they think in their world that's going to be left is Donald Trump and Mike Pence in this country.
And after they did that and it became public, the most popular hashtag in the social media was hashtag boycott Hamilton.
Yes,
and I hope it's true because, look, those tickets are expensive. They're hard to get.
They've gone off the charts. I mean, you know, what happened, James, I don't know if you saw what happened, but they opened them up to where third parties and all the scalpers are selling the tickets. You can't even go to the box office, and you're not going to pay ticket price anymore. You're paying, you know, I had checked it out because we're going to be in New York the second week of December.
Don't go.
I know, but I'm telling you, $2,000. The guy tells me. I said, I go, is that for both tickets? And he goes, no, that's per $2,000.
Yeah, I mean, look, if you shell out that kind of money and you want to go see a play, what are you going there for? You want to be entertained. That's why Hamilton's been popular. So these entertainers get it through their head that they're in some kind of different profession, just like the people in Hollywood.
Right.
And look, I go to a sporting event. I don't want to see some clown kneeling at the Star Spangled Banner and being a political activist. I want to see football.
Exactly.
If I go to a play, I want to see acting.
Right.
And what they did was rude. It was, you know, there's a time and a place for that. That was not the time and place. And I commend the president-elect because he used his Twitter
Vice president,
to
yes,
tell
right.
Himself.
Yeah, and I'll
you
tell
know
you.
What?
Yeah.
He's correct.
Yes.
It's overrated. Okay, it was a mashup.
Mm-hmm.
They did a history using hip-hop.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's very clever, but it's not that good where they can think that they can get away with that stuff. And they refuse to say anything in the form of any kind of apology using the First Amendment, which has nothing to do with this discussion. It has to do with the decorum and the respect of someone that's going to have the office of Vice President of the United States. And the crowd that booed, well, that's okay.
Mm.
You know, people are allowed to boo.
Yes.
But for the actors on the stage to stop the freaking play and engage in a political speech, and an insulting one at that, and a misinformed one at that,
exactly,
is so outrageous. And it's typical, though. I mean, it's so typical of these dopes that are in the entertainment profession, whether they're in New York or L.A.
Well, how would they come to the conclusion, you know, as Dixon says, we are the diverse America who are alarmed. I mean, suddenly he now, somehow there was an extra election, and they got appointed as, you know, the spokespeople for this alleged diverse America who are alarmed and anxious that your new administration will not protect us, our planet, our children, our parents, or defend us, and uphold our inalienable rights. Where did that come from? Where did Donald Trump ever say he was not going to protect? If anything, what he said was that he was for all Americans, right? So how does that exclude thy diverse America?
Well, that's the meme that the left is floating. And Dixon is so dopey that he doesn't know. He's standing up there on a stage with a play that in their casting of the play, they broadcast to the public, whites need not apply.
Yeah.
They all, you know, oh, but we're diverse.
Right.
How can you be diverse if you're singling out a group by race and telling them they can't apply? I mean, it's just beyond the pale. But the reason they promote that is not based on, they don't want to promote truth. What they want to do is satisfy an agenda. It's a strategy. The strategy is to give ammunition to Chuck Schumer in the Senate, Nancy Pelosi in the House, and Barack Obama out on the street. He's a new community organizer.
Yeah.
What they want to do is be obstructionists.
Yeah.
But the media always decried obstructionist gridlock. It's terrible. But that's what they want, because they want to obstruct anything in the agenda, the first 100-day points, that will undermine their power. And one of the biggest things they want to obstruct are changes in their open border policies that they thought would deliver them national office forever, and it will, if it's not stopped, outsourcing the vote. And so they want to have fuel for that. That's what these protests are about. That's what the attacks on the Electoral College are about. That's what the touting of the popular vote, which is also a lie and distortion because it doesn't take into account the illegal alien vote. That's what that's about. And so it's an agenda that is being funded by Soros organizations, that is being pushed by left-wing groups that desperately want to get some semblance of their power back.
Right. Well, and I can only hope, James, that even on this situation, you know, you speak of the popular vote, and we've discussed this before. I mean, it's like a ball game. You don't go around and say, well, our team got more hits than yours. Yeah, but the scoreboard tells a different story. We won the championship, okay? We get the big ring. You don't for most hits. That's not the objective here. And Democrats are trying to hold on to something instead of realizing that what they've done is they've decimated their party. They need to regather, and they've taken themselves to the point of irrelevance. I mean, not only what's happened on the national scene, look at the local scene, James. I mean, how many governorships now are in control of the Republican Party?
Oh gosh, a record number of governorships, a record number of state legislatures. Donald Trump won more than 80% of the counties in this country.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. We don't determine power and resources in America solely by population. Otherwise, California and New York would dominate everything, the conversation. They dominate too much as it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we have a republic with two senators per state. That's why we have an electoral college where the two senators are combined with the House of Representatives to create electoral votes. And the electoral college then creates what we now have heard for a year and a half, battleground states.
Right.
And battleground states wouldn't exist if we had a mere popular vote to decide. And national office candidates, meaning the presidential candidates, wouldn't visit Iowa. They wouldn't visit North Carolina, and they wouldn't care. And federal resources wouldn't be used to support those communities. That's why the brilliance of the framers is amazing, because they took into account geography as well as population.
Exactly.
That's what a constitutional republic is all about.
Well, James Hersin has been our guest, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor, as always. Great insight. JamesHersin.com, that's where they need to go for all the information, right, James?
Absolutely.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Whey is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer.